The DeMarco Show.
This is Hot Talk with DeMarco.
You're listening to the man who made Sheriff Joe Arpaio wear pink underwear, DeMarco.
What are you doing tonight, Wal?
Give you a good crack in the ass.
Are you? You promise?
Skinny girls think they're fat, and fat girls think they're skinny.
I love you, DeMarco.
I'm Mark. You listen to the DeMarco Show, your favorite a-hole.
I'm feeling so hot.
And now for the man with the mouth.
The DeMarco Show.
Keep in mind that the views and opinions that are expressed on this program are those strictly of the presenter and not of the staff and management of this radio station, and only those of your favorite a-hole, DeMarco.
I need to give props to a very small group of people, okay? A very small group of human beings out there that never gets any recognition by anybody. This group has made our Fridays and Saturdays worthwhile. Very satisfying, okay? Each community or every community has these, okay? Very special people, and some are smarter than others. I want to give props to all the hoes in America. That's one thing that I want to give props to. So very special people out there, this could be your day for you, and we can enjoy it with you. So if you're a hoe out there and tonight you're out there getting dressed and taking a bath, hopefully you better be ready and be a hoe, okay? I'm not mad at you at all. You've made every single Fridays and Saturdays worthwhile for every man in America. So keep doing that. Keep making us men proud, even though we'll never marry you, okay? Keep sucking the chrome off a bumper. I just wanted to give props to this small group of people. So props from the DeMarco Show to you. We love you, hoes. The nagging is one of the reasons why I'll never, ever get married. There's a lot of things that I can live with, okay? I could be blind, I could be deaf, or I could be mute, but I cannot live with the nagging. And all of you men out there that are married or have girlfriends, you guys probably live with this nagging every single day. The nagging, the whining, the crying, the bitching, and the assuming.
Secretary's Day.
What is Secretary's Day all about is what I want to know. They suck. Why don't we just have Construction Worker Day? Those guys work harder, right? Construction workers are out there working their asses off, and these secretaries don't do nothing but answer phones and file their nails. How about the delivery drivers? How come we don't have a delivery driver day? Like the pizza drivers? Or how about fast food worker day? How about a guy that like eats, you know, every single day of his life, french fries from McDonald's? How come we can't have a day for him? I think he works a little bit harder with all that grease than the slut secretary that we always see everywhere. Stalker day, how about at Fry's? That'd be a good day. I think stalking is a little bit more tougher than Secretary's Day. For some reason, I think it's just a way how the bosses to get on their employees' good side, sending them flowers, or I kind of think that the bosses are there because they're looking for a way how to get in the girls' panties. Everybody knows that, you know. They say, hey, did you have sex with a new secretary? You know, one partner asked the other, and then the other one of them said, no, then you fire her because they don't want nothing to do with her. Everybody is breaking the secretary. That's what I'm thinking. Most secretaries that I know are always the good-looking ones, and they're always in the front, right? You never see an ugly chick in the front at a lot of places, unless it's like an old raisin that's been there working for a long time. How about car salesman day? Those guys know how to reverse. They drop reverses all the time and give you a price on a car, and then they go inside and say, okay, let me go grab another price from the manager. Maybe I could give you a better deal. Instead of you paying $350 a month, maybe I can get it down to $320. Let me go in the back room. And what he actually does, he goes and grows a tail, and then he comes out, and then he tells you, okay, we could probably work something out. You gotta know how to reverse the car workers too, so I believe they should have a day over Secretary's Day. How about the gas station worker? You know, there's people that pump gas that are smelling all those fumes, that they should have a holiday too, right? Every single gas station worker is 100 pounds overweight or 100 pounds underweight, and they all have mullets. How about the garbage man day? Sanitation engineer day. These guys work hard. They're around trash. You know, they smell all the bad stuff. The only thing they smell bad to secretaries is if they go down on the boss. Sitting here with the Johns. 4 out of the 7 guys are here. Don't be shy, guys. It's all good.
All right, all right. I
there's only 4 million people here.
Yeah, don't be shy.
You hear me?
Started a while ago, about a year ago.
Okay.
Actually started before that, but this band started a year ago. You know, we met in a gay bar.
Okay.
And,
gay bar, dude.
Right?
You know,
you guys were playing swords, and then what happened?
We all hooked up. Happy bar.
We all hooked up, and...
Happy hour.
Just started from there, you know?
It's hard to get out of it now. Was it a gay bar or not?
Nah, man. Come on. Okay. We're straight.
How does this make women feel when you guys hear this? How does it make it feel?
They're moving.
It makes you feel tingly.
Tingly? A little moisty?
Dang.
A little mojada.
Mojada? What, are you from the other side?
Wow.
They can have a little junk in the trunk, but it gotta be good.
Who's the one that picks them, though? I mean...
Tamara,
okay. I'm gonna have to talk to her and be the one that hires the girls and starts firing. How about that? So we don't see any cottage cheese on the way.
Daughter to the circus one time, and she's like, wow, that's neat. How did the bear learn to ride the bike like that? Oh, it's real easy. They nail his feet to the pedals and beat the crap out of him.
Yeah. Bears, they put skirts on them and hats and make them ride undersized bicycles.
They feel ridiculous.
I always like looking at the retards that stand too close to the orca.
No.
They get all wet. It's the soak zone. It's the bacterial water you're going to grow scales on your face zone. I hate zoos, circuses, all that stuff. I was in a zoo in Mexico City, and the lions were smoking cigarettes.
DeMarco Show, only 45 seconds.
Telling you again, it ain't nothing but a bunch of low-life white trash drinking too much cheap alcohol.
DeMarco in 38, 37, 36.
Crash the party.
You've never heard anything like the DeMarco Show.
Do you have any idea what time it is?
Time for the DeMarco Show in 26, 25, 24.
Don't blow it. Blow on it.
DeMarco es increíble.
Go for it, homie.
The incredible DeMarco in 16, 15, 14.
Oh, God, how I love you.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2.
DeMarco.
One.
Those donkeys get laid more than Cole.
Wow, what would
it be? Breeze gets laid more than Cole.
Now.
Why do women always go to nightclubs with no money? Is it because that little dress that they're wearing have nowhere to put the money? And they expect us guys to buy drinks for these women? I've been getting a few women that have been coming up to me at clubs that think that I can buy them a drink. I think I'm going to buy them a drink after they buy me the three that I bought them the other day. How about that? That's a good way how to go about things, right?
What an asshole.
The question is, who's more intelligent? That's what I want to know. Because a lot of men out there do lose their heads when a woman gives them a nice, soft talk. Or any little conversation, or any little attention. Guys lose their head. And women are experts at this. Not against me. Because I'm an expert at watching you and your motives and your body language and your self-esteem, and I can basically read your soul. I see chicks asking dudes for drinks all the time. A lot of guys are ridiculous. The girls don't even know how to say please.
Biatch.
That's why there's so many domestic violence cases in the United States. You know why other countries hate us, right? Because of reality TV shows. Reality TV shows are usually on ridiculous people that have no manners. If you look at the ratings, guess who's watching the reality TV shows? Let me give you a quick hint. Women. Of course. I don't know too many guys that say that they want to stay home because they want to watch American Idol. I don't have any friends that say that they want to stay home because they have to watch Grey's Anatomy. That's not really a reality TV show, but I thought I would throw that in there. I don't have any friends that say, I want to watch The Bachelorette. I can't go out because I got to watch my Sweet 16. What I'm trying to say is, women are not very classy anymore. They don't even have manners. They go up to you at a nightclub. They want to be the ones that you buy everything for them. They don't want to offer you a drink. You know what? There are some women that do buy me drinks, and they said, hey, let me buy you a drink. And you know what? Salud. But I'm talking to the ones that aren't. You're making other women that do have class look bad. And we all start thinking that they're all the same. Just like a lot of you women sometimes think that a lot of us men are the same. That's another thing that you got wrong. But women, please stop asking me for drinks when I go places. Why don't you bring me one and say, how you doing? Or you know what?
Put out.
I will buy you one, but don't ask for it. How about that? Let's look at it that way. Gold digging needs to stop. It's 2005. What's the difference between a man and a woman? A man goes with the best looking woman he can afford. A woman goes with the highest bidder she can attract. That's how water reaches level. Why do men die first? Women don't have as much stress. Men have to get up every single day and go to work. Women don't take their job as serious as men. Men must keep their jobs. Women are just looking for Mr. Right. Look at the stats. Ask yourself, who's more intelligent?
I was in here thinking about you.
Really?
Yeah.
About wow. Time. What's going on with that?
I was just wondering if you had a girlfriend.
No, not at the time. You want to be my new girlfriend or what's the deal?
Yes.
Really?
Really.
How do you hear about the show, by the way?
I can't tell you. It's a secret.
Oh, really?
You have a cult following.
Don't touch that dial, DeMarco will be right back.
TD Soul Club in Southern Arizona, the hottest show club in Arizona for gentlemen entertainment. Yeah, it's approved. Dig it.
Go to TD's East, 5822 East Speedway, or you can check out TD's West, 749 West Miracle Mile. Check out the most beautiful women in Southern Arizona at TD Show Club. And you might see DeMarco there.
So come on out where beauty's on stage.
You got it, man.
All you gotta say is,
I'm not going to complain. TD's East, TD's West, if there was a TD's North or TD's South, I'd go there too.
This is Hot Talk.
The DeMarco Show.
Welcome to the DeMarco Show. This is Faceless of Crooked Lines, representing the DeMarco Show here. Now check this out, people. Our first little clip is going to be from our boy Deluxe up in Phoenix. See, our boy Deluxe asked DeMarco if he could be his best man. And DeMarco being the best man that he is, we're going to show you how DeMarco punks our boy Deluxe up from Phoenix. Check this out, y'all.
Right now, I'm going to have Deluxe on the phone, and he wants me to be his best man. And I'm going to say, there's no way I'm going to be your best man.
You're gonna be, aren't you going to be my best man?
I'll be your best man.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
I can't
that.
Do it to Deluxe, though.
Oh, man.
He's a pussy. Deluxe on the phone. What Deluxe. Is up, man?
What's up, dog?
What are you up to, D? not much. What are you up to?
Just hanging out, kicking it. What are you doing?
Really? Not much. Or where you at tonight?
At the house, man.
At the house in Phoenix?
Yep, in Phoenix.
So I was letting everybody know that you're going to get married, right?
Yep.
One day, out of the blue, you called me and you said, hey, I need you for an alternate to be the best man of the...
What do you mean alternate?
You know, an alternate. You don't like the Olympics? Somebody gets hurt?
So if the best man gets exactly. all wasted and wrecks his ride, you step in?
No. This is just the one of the guys, right? One of the bellboys or whatever. What are they? I don't know. Ushers.
Bellboys.
Yeah.
Pallbearers.
Yeah, one of the pallbearers. Right. Same thing, right? So you wanted me to do that. And then another day he called me and says, oh, I need for you to be the best man. And he hung up on me.
Well, damn.
And then later on, I received... a suspicious email, right? Saying, what did the email say? You need to know what best men do. What do best men do?
They do all kinds of things. I mean, everything from making sure the marriage license is secured. You get the, you got to hold the rings, taking care of the bachelor party festivities, arranging
a tuxedo,
transportation, multitude of factors.
That's bunk, man. The best man just needs to show up and hand a ring over to somebody and that's it.
So, you know, man, is that really the duty I have to do, Deluxe?
Pretty much.
Deluxe, man, you don't talk very much, do you, man?
I'm a shy guy.
She wants to know where the wedding's at.
When's the wedding?
In September.
Yabiaka.
DeMarco in a tux.
In a tux, slick shirt like this, and just be like,
on the 11th?
So, what about me? It's going to be a sleeveless tux, right?
DeMarco's not going to be in a tux, neither am I.
So what are you going to be dressed like?
You going to be in some Speedos?
Speedos? Damn, that ain't right.
I know you like tight stuff and stuff, but what's going on?
You sure you're getting married, dude?
You sure you're getting married? Or are you taking me to the Blue Oyster?
Que cabrón. Oh, man. I think you're getting trapped, dude. I think it's going to be the Village People bear trap.
Exactly.
It's fun to play at the YMCA.
What's up?
Come on, Deluxe. Let me know exactly what you're going to be doing, because you know what? Maybe Jimmy Spitz should be in this situation, not me.
And throw some oil in there, some rubber sheets. We got
Is it a platter?
I don't know. Is it a platter?
Yeah, because
Tow Truck said after we got off that one time when you were on the phone.
He also said the bachelor party at IBT's.
Yeah, he also said he wants to book your bachelor party at IBT's.
At IBT, where's that at?
We're so silly.
It's on Broadway somewhere.
Tow Truck knows the address.
You know the address, Tow Truck?
Yeah, it's on 4th Avenue there. It's 7 something. I don't know. I couldn't read your phone book that fast.
So I bet you if you put your hand on the back of his head, he'll remember the address.
Hey, Deluxe. Hey, man. Well, you know what, man? I don't know, man. I mean, I've been thinking about this, you know, being the best man and this and that, but I don't think I'm up for this job. To be honest,
is there some training courses you take at Pima? Do you need a license?
I would like to go.
Southern Arizona, I'll talk to you soon.
You're crazy.
Very good. Southern Arizona, you're enjoying yourselves.
Don't do it.
I'm not gonna do it.
How bad do you want me?
Real bad.
Really?
I feel myself quivering right now.
More fun than grabbing your ankles. This is the DeMarco Show. Bitch.
TD Show Club in Southern Arizona. The hottest show club in Arizona for gentlemen entertainment. Yeah, it's approved. Dig it.
Go to TD's East, 5822 East Speedway, or you can check out TD's West, 749 West Miracle Mile. Check out the most beautiful women in Southern Arizona at TD Show Club. And you might see DeMarco there.
So come on out where beauty's on stage.
You got it, man.
How you gotta say it? Please, 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 get paid to TD.
The DeMarco Show.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
I don't think so.
DeMarco's banged your girlfriend twice. Oh. So who's more dangerous, me or him?
I love you, DeMarco.
This is the DeMarco Show in the zone.
Check out the DeMarco Show special.
For more info on DeMarco, check out his website, www.TheDeMarcoShow.com.
The best damn beer pong, period, has the hottest double elimination tournaments in Southern Arizona. Come show your beer pong skill starting at 10 p.m. Tuesdays, Al J's Tavern. Wednesdays at Putney Sports Bar. Thursdays, River's Edge. Fridays, The Lodge Sasquatch in Tucson and Sierra Vista. Saturdays and Sundays, we're back at Putney Sports Bar. Follow us on Facebook or visit us at bestdamnbeerpongperiod.com.
The DeMarco Show en Español. ¡Qué cabrón!
Alivianando a toda la raza mexicana. Escúchalo desde ahora.
Pero que mejore las tenga usted, señor.
Estoy yendo a su favorito programa, The DeMarco Show.
Lunes a viernes.
The DeMarco Show.
Right away, let's go to the phone straight from New York, and he's in New York right now. Nostra, what is up, my man?
Yo, what's poppin', man? How's everything going?
Everything's going great, man. ¿Cómo está? ¿Todo bien allá?
Mira, me siento súper bien. Todo está bien bajo control por acá en New York. Un frío que se siente, tú sabes, pero estamos trabajando como quieras.
Right on. It's a little bit chilly in the NY. And how did you like Southern Arizona when you came down here?
Bro, it was a blast, man. It was really good. You know, the people, excellent. You know, Mexico, you know, treated me really good. You know, and it was an experience. You know, nunca había ido a lo que es esa sección de México. Y fue algo que bien impactante, tú sabes. El cariño que el público me dio. Un recibimiento espectacular. Ahora vamos a trabajar súper fuerte. Vienen unos temitas por ahí que estamos representando lo que es México y, tú sabes, siempre para adelante.
You enjoyed it, had a great time, they treated you very good. Te trataron muy bien en Arizona. What about the chicks, las viejas aquí, ¿le gustó?
Claro, you know, tengo una fanática ya, tú sabes, la gatita tan suelta. El reggaetón está azotando por todos lados, tú sabes, y... Es algo que se está moviendo everywhere. You know how it is, man. And Mexico is picking up, you know, the same thing with Spanish hip-hop. And, you know, we're just making it happen. You know, Latin, we got to, you know, enseñarle al público que nosotros tenemos talento de todos lados.
Exactamente, es lo más importante. It's the most important thing right now, showing everybody that we are a talented. Yeah, very, very important. And I saw that one video.
La disco explota. Ese es un tema producido por Looney Tunes del disco mío Giant Ready, which is on sale right now. You know, I'm signed with Machete Music, la casa disquera donde está Looney Tunes, Don Omar, Wisin Yandel, Héctor El Father, entre otros artistas.
So you're under Universal, right? Machete Records?
Yes, Machete Music, that's under Universal Records.
You're from Dominican Republic, right? And you're raised in New York, where you currently reside since you were the age 7. And what language do you speak at your house? Como en tu casa, ¿qué idioma habla?
Mi padre, tú sabes, español. Crecí hablando español e inglés. Viajé a los Estados Unidos, a New York, desde los 7 años, como mismo dijiste, y... Tú sabes, escuchando reggaetón desde cuando el reggaetón no se escuchaba en la radio, que no querían que sobresaliéramos para el tiempo 94, 95, around there, cuando eran cassettes.
Did you hear that type of music, though, reggaetón, when you're back in Dominican Republic? Because they said that they weren't letting it out, right, for a while.
It wasn't really reggaetón. It was more like Spanish hip-hop, tú sabes, el tiempo de Vico C, back in 90, 91. Que eran temas más hip-hop, que el reggaetón todavía no se había mezclado, esa mezcla que se hizo, tú sabes, de cuando nace el reggaetón de allá afuera de Panamá, con los drums de Jamaica y todo eso.
El general, ¿verdad? Es uno de los principios.
Claro, el general, Vico C, Brulee MC, Rubén Sang, eran uno de los primeros artistas que tú sabes, estuve escuchando cuando estaba, como se dice, en mi infancia, when I was like 5, 6, it was different, ya entonces playero empezó a sacar los mixtapes, que era playero 37, 38, Dinois y todo eso, que ahí fue que el reggaetón entonces empezó a llamarse lo que era reggaetón y empezó la tiraera, el Spanish hip-hop, de allá saliendo de allá de Puerto Rico, Santo Domingo y todo eso.
We're sitting here talking to Nosta, the king of New York, and he's in New York. In 2002, you received a big break, right? You were conducting yourself on the radio reggaeton show that was there in New York City. Was that with DJ Casanova, by the way? I just want to know.
No. Eso no fue con Casanova. Casanova sí es uno de las personas que rompió reggaeton. Actually, he was one of the main guys that really broke reggaeton out here in New York. He's the one that's doing it, you know, that's making it happen.
Nationwide, exactly.
Exactly, you know, y aparte, son muchas las cosas que él está haciendo. Entonces, cuando eso todavía no se había explotado el reggaetón, I was working for a radio station here in New York, that it was only 1 hour on Sundays. And that helped me a lot, because I started to meet a lot of people, you know, de ahí conocí la persona que me presentó a mi manager.
They saw the talent and talento que tiene?
Exactly. They saw everything, you know, how everything was going on. And, you know, from one people, I met another person. Tú sabes que a veces tú tocas puertas, te la abren, otras te la cierran. Pero gracias a Dios, tú sabes, the person that believed in me, Amo from Amo Music, you know, he gave me the chance, you know, to prove myself. And from there, you know, we started working together. You know, we landed a deal with Machete. Now, you know, I'm doing big things.
That's good. That's what we like to hear, man. Stepping up the game. And Nosta, today, you know what I'm saying? It's like you've opened up, you know, to get up where you're at now for Daddy Yankee, Nicky Jam, Tego Calderon, exactly. Don Omar, and other big names, right? That's what you did. And you climbed up the ropes, and now you're where you're at. So what did you think of Crooked Lines in Nogales?
Mira, los chamacos le están sometiendo bien fuerte a lo que es Spanish hip-hop, you know. Como cuando lo vi allá, le estaba diciendo, you know, when we was in the lobby, que sí he escuchado de ellos way before, you know, meeting them, you know, their music, a veces tú no crees que la música, posiblemente por internet o que te den un mixtape, tú no crees que a veces llegue tan lejos. And, you know, they from out there from the West Coast, and I heard the music in the East. So, you know, they're doing a pretty good job, you know, and Spanish hip-hop se está moviendo bastante, you know, with Latin America is so huge, and is, you know, it's improving, like, ya están haciendo temas más comerciales, si tú te das cuenta, antes era más, como más ghetto, más gangsta, you know, que a veces los padres no querían que los niños, que son a veces los que influyen a los padres a comprar los discos, no lo compraran.
Sí.
And it's going really good, you know, those guys have talent, you know, que nunca se quiten, que sigan trabajando, and, you know, they're definitely going to make it. Cuando uno trabaja de corazón, las cosas se hacen fácil.
Right on. And you're going to be performing April 20th at the Jacob Javits Center, ¿verdad? In New York?
That's right. Eso
that's
es,
your next event you're going to be performing?
That's the car show que siempre se hace acá en New York.
In the city?
Yes, and there's like a few artists in there. Creo que está Andy, that is like a bachata, also Dominican. There's, like, the only reggaeton act is me, and there's, like, creo que un jamaicano también de dancehall, no me acuerdo el nombre. I don't have, like, the full thing because I haven't seen the ad completo. See, there's, like, about five acts in there, you know, everything's going good.
Five acts just stepping up the game. Nostra, you know what, man? Yeah, very happy to have you on the show, and you know what, man? You know, make sure.
Sabes que también, gracias por el apoyo que me están dando, tú sabes, el corrido de Tiro Productions. The people that made it happen last week in Mexico, you know, and we're gonna keep working hard, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sabes. The DeMarco Show could always be your home to talk smack, do whatever you need to do, okay?
Ya tú sabes.
Ya sabes, Nostra. Luego los vemos, amigo. Very good. Southern Arizona, I just had Nostra. You guys probably don't know much about him here in the West, but it's getting big. It's growing. You know what I'm saying? He's blowing up in the East Coast, and it's getting a lot of big numbers, okay? So, Southern Arizona, check it out. We're going to be listening to their music in a little while. So, I don't know what you guys are up to. We're going to have another guest right now in a little while that Toke Drake's going to be getting for me.
Who's that?
So, we're going to take a little break. Check out the site, thedemarcoshow.com, all right? I'm DeMarco. Don't go anywhere.
More fun than grabbing your ankles. The DeMarco Show.
TD's Show Club son los dos clubes más elegantes con las mejores animadoras en Arizona y los mejores reservados de la ciudad. TD's cuenta con un menú completo para el almuerzo y la comida, con especiales diarias. Está disponible para fiestas, despedidas soltero, cumpleaños y divorcios. También especiales en bebidas todos los días al 2x1 hasta las 7 de la noche. Todo esto en un ambiente limpio y seguro. TD's East, 5822 Este del Speedway. TD's West, 749 Oeste Miracle Mile. TD's Show Clubs.
The best damn beer pong, period, has the hottest double elimination tournaments in Southern Arizona. Come show your beer pong skills starting at 10 p.m. Tuesdays, Al J's Tavern. Wednesdays at Putney Sports Bar. Thursdays, River's Edge. Fridays, The Lodge Sasquatch in Tucson and Sierra Vista. Saturdays and Sundays, we're back at Putney Sports Bar. Follow us on Facebook or visit us at bestdamnbeerpongperiod.com.
Recline, move every time. Take it easy, kick back. Recline, move every time. Take it easy, kick back. Recline, refresh. Take it easy.
There's only one way to enjoy the smooth Frost Brew taste of Coors Light. Coors Light Beer. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Coors Light is ship cold to get the cool, clean taste of the Rockies fresh to you. So keep it real and grab a frost-brewed Coors Light today. Kick back and tap the Rockies.
Live from the Coors Light studio, it's The DeMarco Show. You're listening to the man who will fight a midget just to show off his martial arts. DeMarco.
Ooh, yeah, it's a wake-up call.
This is DeMarco.
what is up? Sitting here with you guys, checking out some flashbacks from the past. Bob Jones, the man behind the mask, is the book that he wrote. It's about Michael Jackson. I did interview him. This is what he said back in 2005.
Flashback. Michael Jackson, the man behind the mask, is the name of the book. And we'll be talking about Michael Jackson here. And on the phone, straight from California, we got Bob Jones. He was his publicist for over 35 years. Bob Jones, how you doing today?
Doing great. Doing great. Had a great book signing here in Los Angeles at Walden's Books, so I feel good.
How long has this book been out, by the way?
Well, the book came out shortly after the allegations, but, you know, we really haven't gotten into promoting it. We are just beginning to break the ice in doing promotion in bookstores and on radio. And well, I did some television at first. I flew to New York and did Good Morning America with Diane Sawyer, who's a dear friend. So
it's good read. I was reading it, and I don't know what question to ask you. There's so many questions because this book is full of information. The man behind the mask. We're sitting here with Bob Jones. You were the PR person for 34 years for Michael Jackson, right?
Well, not 34 with Michael. The last time I've been with him, I was with him for 16 and a half years. But I was with him the first 7 years at Motown.
Wow.
At Motown.
And I've known him, you know, from those Motown days. Amazing. Up until and through now.
The reason why you wrote the book is because you were fired from the company, MJJ, right?
I was fired as vice president of his company suddenly, and you know, they weren't fair in the least bit. They didn't even give me even my vacation pay. Let alone severance.
Okay, like a normal job, and if you work there and then they fire you, usually you get severance pay, you get Social Security pay and all this and that. And
well, you get your vacation at least. And, you know, they do give you some severance.
That's
and
pretty
especially
standard.
They give you so many weeks for the number of years that you've been a part of it. And especially when, you know, you've spent as much time in developing and creating and etc. Hell, I named him the King of Pop.
Why did this happen, having so much money with the Michael Jackson organization?
Well, now, you were saying that the Michael Jackson organization had a lot of money. One of his former business managers who came in and was let go told a different story. He has spent more money than he had.
Going back to what you just mentioned, everybody thinks that Michael Jackson has so much money because of the rights to the Beatles songs, and I guess that's kind of a myth, correct?
Well, no. He makes a lot of money off the Beatles songs, but, you know, they are leveraged in loans that he has taken out against them. So, now, from what I understand, if he doesn't pay Sony, his brother borrowed $290 million from by December, you know, his share of the Sony catalog may be taken.
And I have a question about that. You know, why would somebody? I mean, how can someone borrow $290 million? I mean, it seems. I mean, is his lifestyle that excessive that he just spends money that frivolously? I mean, is he not asset wealthy at least?
Well, you know, he doesn't listen to anyone. No one can tell him what to do.
Who has his ear? I mean, there's
nobody.
Nobody.
And when did this start?
Wait a minute. The kids do.
The kids.
So these little boys.
Oh, we'll definitely get to that. You're right. But when did this start? When did he change? I know in the beginning, you know, it was like we're looking at the picture, the back of the book. You know, it's like young, good-looking Michael Jackson. And then when did he become this beast?
His whole thing changed with the success of. After Thriller, you know, he started having the extreme amounts of plastic surgery, et cetera, because when the Off the Wall album came out, he didn't look. He was a handsome young man.
I was going to mention that. That was
definitely.
I mean, that album. I mean, I know the Thriller was very successful, and several of his other albums, but Off the Wall to me was probably the best, one of the best albums
exactly.
out there, and he seemed to be. You know, rather normal at that time, and then, you know, it looks like he just lost his mind at some point.
Well, he got to the point where he felt no one could tell him anything, and he could do what he wanted to, and he was bigger than the law.
So he's like a big baby.
so. Well, it's not a baby, you know. He was bigger than the law because he was doing things that babies don't do.
That's you think right. that's why he's moving to Bahrain?
Well, you know, I don't think that's the answer, moving to Bahrain, because I don't think members of the Islam faith go along with some of the things that he's been accused of.
Yeah, it seemed right. that the affiliation that he had with the Islam faith was kind of shallow. Didn't have a lot of substance to it. It seemed like they were just there for whatever reason.
Well, that's part of the bad decisions he made, right? Bringing in the Nation of Islam to manage his affairs?
But but you see, the people in Bahrain are Muslim, too.
Right.
So, you know, they... And they don't, you know, you can have as many wives as you want, but I don't think they believe in you having as many young boys as you'd like. There was one girl who got on the stand here from Australia and told the judge and the prosecution that her brother slept with him for 365 nights.
That's a lot of nights.
Supposedly nothing went wrong.
And when you told Michael Jackson that you thought it was a criminal act, did he tell you that it was none of your business?
Well, I didn't tell him it was a criminal act. I told him the perception that it put out in front of the public. His being as big a star as he was at the time, that he should not allow himself to be seen hand-holding with a little boy.
Yeah, that's crazy. You know, and it's funny because whenever I see like a chronological photo display of Michael Jackson, how he's metamorphosed over the last, you know, 20 years, you know, I mean, I used to listen to Michael Jackson when I was younger and up all the way up until Off the Wall, and he did look like an African-American.
Of course.
And
he injected himself, right, with white, right?
Well, it's quite obvious something happened to him.
Yeah, because, you know, what I always thought was unusual is everybody else in his family, with the exception of LaToya, still looks pretty black.
Yes. Well, you know, but, you know, he had her, every piece of surgery he had, he paid for her to do the same.
So she mimicked everything basically that she did.
Well, you know, he paid for it.
Right.
Because he offered me the opportunity to have my nose done, and I told him no.
You see, I'm a proud brother. I got that big, wide nose, and I wouldn't give it up for nothing.
Sure, I understand.
That's where I'm at.
We're sitting here with Bob Jones, who wrote the book, The Man Behind the Mask. When he was accused, and he was in that Las Vegas hotel, Janet Jackson actually went in there, and he told her he didn't want her around because, you know, you're never going to outsell me, right?
You know, the sibling rivalry definitely did exist.
It's strong.
Because he owned everybody except for her, right?
Well, yeah. She was the one that, you know, made it on her own, you know, and the rest of them. But, you know, if you recall when we talk about it in the book, the fact that Walter Yetnikoff, when Michael was nominated for all of those Grammy Awards, and Quincy Jones was nominated for them too, he went to Walter Yetnikoff and pleaded with him to go to NARIS and try to stop them from giving Quincy Jones any awards. He said he didn't deserve them.
I also wanted to know, like, the paparazzis were probably on him every single minute of the day. What did you do? Did you have to fight him off? What did you have to do?
Well, no, we didn't have, you know, I had a relationship with most of those people. And certainly, look, he loved that attention, whether he will say it or not.
I think that was very obvious.
You know, it's they love the roar of the crowd and the smell of the grease paint. And yeah. When it doesn't happen, they are extremely disappointed, and you have to do a hell of a lot of explaining.
So do you think that kind of explains his, like, completely inappropriate behavior at the trials when he was waving at the fans and getting on the vehicles? I mean, personally, I think if I was, you know, facing some charges of you know, that magnitude, I wouldn't be that interested in the fans. I'd be trying to make sure that my lawyers and me had our stuff together.
Well, but, you know, that was that first day when they had that first hearing and he got on top of the car, et cetera. You know, it was at that point where the lawyers had to definitely tell him, you better straighten up here.
And what was your opinion of that?
Of what? Him getting on top of that?
You know,
oh, come on. That was the most ridiculous thing that you could possibly do. Michael was the biggest thing that entertainment-wise that we have ever had. Michael was bigger, if you whether you know it or not, than Elvis Presley.
Oh, no doubt. Definitely.
Elvis never toured the world.
No.
Elvis only appeared in America.
That's right.
Michael played, we played 10 nights at Wembley Stadium in London to 72,000 people for each show.
And he's monstrous in like the Asian countries.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he's we were over there for 2 weeks on one Christmas doing concerts at 50,000 in the Tokyo Dome doing 50,000 people per show. So he was really, really big, and no one has ever, he was one of the most popular persons ever to live on this planet. But remember, the book is Michael Jackson, The Man Behind the Mask.
The Man Behind the Mask.
And you can get it on Amazon.com, and I'm sure you can buy it in bookstores down in Arizona.
Very glad you're on the DeMarco Show. And I'm going to tell everybody know about this book. It's great read.
Awesome.
And thanks a lot
for
everything.
Well, I hope so. And, I hope you guys enjoyed it. I think most people that read the book will enjoy it.
Pleasure talking to you.
Real quick, awesome. Let everybody know like what the Latino market is doing now these days, because I remember I asked you on the phone because it's a big thing, right, coming up right now.
Well, you know, the big thing out here, the number one station in Los Angeles is a Latino reggaeton station.
Reggaeton,
yes. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm.
So that has become very, very big and acceptable in Southern California. You know, there's a surge of the Latino market here. It's
okay.
The biggest market going there.
Awesome.
See, the porn, when you say it, it just sounds so good.
So, you know, and everybody, I'm sure that those of you who are listening to you should know and take advantage of it.
Exactly, right? That's what I've been telling everybody.
Most definitely.
Well, thank you very much, Bob Jones.
It's an honor, Bob. It's an
honor.
You're
with us. We're going to continue.
I appreciate you guys calling and keep up the good work and promote that book for me.
Yes, sir. Anything, sir. We'll keep in touch, okay?
Okay, please.
Okay, thank you very much.
Okay.
Good evening, sir.
There you go. Bob Jones was with us right here. Publicist of Michael Jackson. Well, he said for 16 years and then another 7.
Wow.
So basically equals out to 34 years. It says it on the book.
What a job, man. Talk about being a zookeeper.
We got a real hot show, and I just don't understand why it's not on 5 days a week. Because, like I said, I was listening a few days ago. I was listening to this one other talk show host, and he was chewing on peanuts or something like that. I pretty much fell asleep. I had to go to the bathroom. I had a rectum erosion. You know, I pretty much blew out the whole bathroom.
Bitch slapping the competition across town. It's DeMarco.
This is a real show right here.
TD Zoo Club in Southern Arizona, the hottest show club in Arizona. For gentlemen entertainment, yeah, it's approved. Dig it.
And now today's Ebonics language lesson. Meeting girls. My, you're a lovely young lady.
Damn, you's a fine mother.
Damn, you's a fine mother. Let's go for a ride, shall we?
Hey, baby, jump in my low rider and let's rotate these tires.
Hey, baby, let's jump in my low rider and let's rotate these tires. You are beautiful. I would like to make love to you.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to that bumper and smack that monkey.
Damn, bitch, you stupid fly. Let me pull up to your bumper and smack that monkey. Greeting old friends. Hello, sir.
What up, dog?
What up, dog? May I borrow some money?
Hey, let me hold some mins. I hit you back on the first, my brother.
Hey, let me hold some ends. I will hit you back on the first, my brother. You don't have it? Thanks anyway.
F*** you.
F*** you. Making new friends. Hello, sir.
What up?
What up? I admire your fashionable running shoes.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, motherfucker.
Drop them Nikes off your ass before I blast you, motherfucker. I used to be a stuck-up white boy, faking the funk. Bump that. I ain't bullshitting on Front Street no more, thanks to the Wake Up Crew's Ebonics Language Lesson.
Available in a hood near you.
The DeMarco Show.
Yo, VIP. Let's kick it.
I don't think so.
Marcos banged your girlfriend twice. So who's more dangerous, me or him?
I love you, DeMarco.
This is the DeMarco Show in the Zone.
Check out the DeMarco Show special.
For more info on DeMarco, check out his website, www.themarcoshow.com.
The best damn beer pong, period, has the hottest double elimination tournaments in Southern Arizona. Come show your beer pong skill starting at 10 p.m. Tuesdays, Al J's Tavern. Wednesdays at Putney Sports Bar. Thursdays, River's Edge. Fridays, The Lodge Sasquatch in Tucson and Sierra Vista. Saturdays and Sundays, we're back at Putney Sports Bar. Follow us on Facebook or visit us at bestdamnbeerpongperiod.com.
A friend of mine said he wanted to talk to me about my Volvo. I told him, thank you, that's between me and my gynecologist. He said, no, your car, your Volvo 850 Turbo Sports Wagon. I said, oh, that. Nope, you can't drive it. Oh, I love my Volvo. Sure, it's safe, but gee, just because driving on the freeways of Southern California is the equivalent of playing bumper cars at the speed of light, what kind of reason is that? Volvos are still ultra-luxury imports, sleek and gorgeous and loaded to here. Safe and sexy and, pardon me, I have to go hug my car now.
Want safe and sexy? Viva la Volvo! Test drive a Volvo 850 at your Southern California Volvo dealer.
Since when is safe sexy, another friend asked. Hey, I said, what decade are you living in?
The DeMarco Show.
I'm not going to complain. TD's East, TD's West, if there was a TD's North or TD's South, I'd go there too.
This is DeMarco.
An expert for nightclubs, Jill Von Praz.
Yo.
What's how you up, doing today?
How's it going?
That what you do for a living? You go to nightclubs and...
Well, I try to get in as much as I can. We'll just leave it at that.
What clubs have you gone to, like, all over the place? Because, I mean, we're interested in knowing about these things.
Oh, sure. I've been in South Beach, Miami. I've been to the Clevelander.
That's a very nice one. I've been to that one. Okay.
I've been to the Club Envy.
Hip-hop, right?
Yes. Real hot hip-hop.
Yes.
And also, I've been to Club Zeno.
That's
and
a good
one. 48 hours club. Hot.
Okay, and what have you experienced on the people? I mean, you study these things. A lot of bouncers lag, and where do you see the most problems? Like, is this in Southern Arizona? Because I know very well in South Beach, their security is very strong.
Yes, it is.
How is it over here?
Over here, I think security is a little bit power hungry, and they like to gang up on the little guy and try to make themselves look good. And, you know, I just look at it as they're trying to make the opportunity to make themselves look superior.
Macho.
When they're really, you know, working for $5-6 an hour.
Tow Truck one time told us, he said the best way to handle these bouncers, if you get in a fight with them, reach for the wallet, right?
Right.
Yeah, you go and grab the guy's wallet.
Yeah.
He'll let go of whatever else.
Bribe him.
I was reading some article that you're in, and you said that there's a question of the day that you always have.
Well, the question of the day today is, are you going to be a gentleman or are you going to be a jerk? The two J's. If you're seeing someone that you like, you're interested in.
I like that.
You see somebody that's interesting. You guys are hitting it off. You guys are, you know, wanting to do your thing at, you know, her place or his place. And you go to get ready to get down to the business. And she pulls down her underwear and you're noticing a poo smell and skids and
stuff. Oh, my God.
So are you going to be a gentleman or are you going to be, you know...
You're going to be a jerk. That's a very good question. You men out there right now going out to the clubs?
Women are a dime a dozen. I'm not going to be as strong pointed as that, but I'm just going to say that there's a lot of women out there, and if you're getting ready to, you know, have a good time with a woman and she's not respecting herself enough, then how can you respect her? Women are known to change from mood to mood, you know, in the snap of a finger, and it's expected of them because of their hormones or whatever. They call it, when guys do that, they call it testosterone.
And like if a woman
she could ruin a Christmas party that the businesses have.
Oh, sure.
Like, by the end of the night, they want to sit on the boss's lap. Right. They want to do all that stuff. Right. Has that ever happened to you guys?
There's a lot of women that like to take, you know, something away from another guy that, you know, they think it's, you know, something that they like. And, you know, they can be conniving in that way. In the office, in the hospital.
I work with nothing but women, and I can attest to that.
They're backstabbers. You know, they'll backstab their girlfriend that they've been girlfriends with for 20 years over a guy.
Over a guy they meet that night, right? Even if that's their man.
Right.
That's true.
Bitch.
That's beautiful.
That's why women never have friends. That's one thing that I've noticed. I mean, guys have friends forever.
You know, women aren't even friends with their friends.
That's true.
Women have more guy friends than girlfriends because guys get along with them better because they're trying to get something from them.
See, I always thought
that. And women don't understand that.
See, I always thought that women had a lot of guy friends because they're attention whores.
That's a true fact also. But, you know, you gotta also remember that this is a widespread, you know, there's so many opinions about it.
I don't need females that are friends, to be honest with you guys. I mean, I have guy friends. I don't need females to be friends. If we're not going to sleep together, then forget it. I want to do something else, Check out DeMarcoLive.com or TheDeMarcoShow.com. We have the expert here with us, and he's going to be telling us more about the nightclubs. Okay, women and nightclubs, do they perpetrate or not is the true question. Probably talked about it earlier, but do they or not? Do they think they're too good sometimes to a normal guy? I mean, you're a handsome guy that can pick up chicks. To a normal guy, what do you have to do? You have to have money? What do women look for?
Well, women look for someone that can take care of business as far as financial or physical. Women like... Women like when you go approach them and look at them as a creature of beauty. I think what it is they're testing your stamina. They're testing to see, you know, what your physical ability is.
How long should it take for a man to settle down with a woman? Some people do it in 1 week.
I think you should see you know, what kind of person she is, you know, visit her family, visit her friends, see what kind of person she is around her friends, and see what kind of person she is around you and your friends, and see if she changes.
See, the dangerous part about that is a lot of women can wear a game face for a long
time. Women are the most people to have secrets, more secrets than men.
So I got a question. How many drinks do you have to buy before you can claim a lady as kind of being your partner for the evening?
The answer for that, to my opinion, is there's no amount of number because, like I said before, there's a lot of choices. There's a lot of women. There's, you know, once you look around and you see, you know, to the left, you got one.
Let me rephrase that question. How many drinks do you think you should buy in order to get a girl drunk enough to claim her as your own for the night?
They say they need to go to the restroom, walk with them, talk with them.
Do they expect for you to pay for everything, though? Is that what a woman expects? When you go to a club, they're going to say, hey, he'll take care of it. He'll pay for everything.
Yes.
Should that be a man's responsibility?
Men have money. You know, to not be a man is not to have money, you know.
I'm saying that DJ Strange is a
biatch. I think my balls are swelling bigger and bigger every damn day.
Money talks. You know,
or sometimes, like, a lot of men,
because they've never seen a vagina.
That's their problem, right?
There it is.
I think it's jitters that they get. You know, I don't know what it is, but the people that got over it, or the people that are comfortable with being the dominant, you know, trying to pick up on a woman, they pick up on that, and that's what attracts the women. They like to take control.
They want
to
be in charge.
Yeah, they want to be told what to do. They want to be told with which position they want to be in. You know, kind of think of something else and not, you know, go there yet, you know, and let her have her fun so that way you can, you know, turn her around and...
Yeah, and then finish.
And then show her what's up.
Are men satisfied with the way women dress these days?
I think men are very satisfied how women are dressing these days. You see everywhere you go.
Very holy.
You know, there's not a problem finding a woman here in Tucson.
Tell me about the local clubs here, what you've experienced.
Local clubs here in Tucson, I notice there's a lot more openness. You go anywhere else around the United States, it's a lot more, you know, they push you, you know, to the side and they say, hey, you know, I don't know you. They just don't want to touch you. But over here in local Tucson, what I've noticed is they're a lot more friendly. They're a lot more wanting to have a conversation with you. And
a lot more hornier, the women.
Yeah.
Nice.
Okay. On the phone, just as promised, everybody.
El Benny Blanquito.
Benny Blanco.
DeMarco.
Yo, yo, hey. What is up, man? How you doing?
Doing all right. Busy as usual. You know me.
That's right. Okay, look, let's tell everybody what you do. You work at a and you run the show, and every single night it's starting to get packed. What nights are hot there?
Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday. We're working on Thursday right now, but Wednesday, Friday, and Saturday, definitely hot.
And over there at how are things going over there?
Right now?
Yeah.
We're packed.
And what kind of music is playing right now? Because I know Fridays is more like a Latin music and a little bit of top 40 hip-hop, right?
Yeah, and on Saturday we're playing a little bit more old school, more dance music.
Right.
You know, a little bit more college atmosphere, you know what I mean?
And is that kind of crowd you're getting right now, more the college atmosphere? Is that what you're getting?
Yeah, it's a weird mix. I mean, usually you don't see it. You get the guys are over 25. You get some groups of people that are in their late 30s. And then you got the young college kids that are just over 21. It's kind of weird. Everybody mixed together.
And a lot of young women, a lot of women there right now?
A lot of women here right now.
So if you can give me a head count, how many do you think are in there right now?
A head count?
Yeah.
It's funny you use the word head. That's weird. Head count. I think we've got probably close to a little over 500 people in here right now.
ProjectBennyBlanco.com is the site. You opened up your site, and it's doing really good. You're getting a lot of hits.
Yes, sir. Tell
us a little bit about the site. I'm excited to hear about you.
Well, I've been working on it for a while, trying to get it right. You know, Project Benny Blanco is an idea that I've had ever since I started doing promotions about 10 years ago. I want to make people have fun and stop being so serious. Life's too short and too serious, man. You got to relax and not concentrate on all the small stuff and realize that everything's small. You know what I mean?
And if anybody appreciates anything, it's Benny Blanco because, you know, you've been through a lot this year, and that's why, you know, we'll always have your back, man. I have a quick question. I wanted to know, I was looking through your website, okay?
Yeah.
And I did see that you're also, because we have the DeMarco girls, I see that you have, like the Benny Blanco girls. What do you call these girls?
They're called Project Girls.
What's up with that? That's what I was going to ask you. I mean,
there's a double meaning to it. There's a double meaning. I mean, obviously, Project Benny Blanco, everything has to associate with it. It has to be a project. But if you look at the definition of a project chick, a project girl, a girl that grew up in the project, she's tough. She's all self-sufficient. She doesn't take any crap. I mean, she's always down. You know what I mean?
Smoking crack. No, I mean, I'm
just saying.
No, that's a project. The word starts with an H. I don't know how far you can go on your show.
Oh, okay.
Ed Melinda.
My project girls are straightforward, man. They work. They're out there doing their own thing. They don't need anything from anybody. They're straightforward. They're not like some of these Klingons. And
you basically don't discriminate. I mean, they could be from Section 8, right?
Right. We have chicken heads.
So that's good, man. Okay, see, I wanted to know about that. I was like, project girl, okay. Maybe a girl feel offended. Maybe I'll talk to Benny Blanco about that, but you give us a good definition.
The ones that get offended are the ones that don't need to be, you know?
That's right. They're the ones that are taking life too serious, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Project Benny Blanco is a site for you guys to check out.
Right on, brother. Always got your back, too.
All right, man. I'll talk to you soon, and good luck with everything. Benny Blanco in the house. What is up, Ronnie?
Hey, what's happening, DeMarco?
Yo, yo, this is my main man from the Naughty Dogs.
Hell yeah, Ronnie Ho in the house.
What it up?
Yo, what do they call you Ronnie Ho, huh?
Hey, I'm from Tekoho Beach, that's why.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you're Hawaiian.
You know what's up.
You know what? I said to myself, this guy performs with the Naughty Dogs, and he's on top of everything at all times. I mean, I like that. I was listening to your tracks, man. You guys sound pretty good.
Naughty Perros.
Hey, that's the way to be, you know. We're trying to represent Tucson here, you know. You got some dogs left here, and it's starting to sound good. We're just trying to do what we got to do, you know?
Yeah, that's right. And you guys are coming out with the CD very soon, right? That's what I hear.
Yeah, we'll be coming up before December. We'll be hitting it and coming up with a new CD, and we're going to try to get doing things that we have to do right for the public, because you know how the dogs do it.
Yeah, that's right. Ow. And they party down all night. That's what I hear, too, right? The Naughty Dogs all day, all night.
Hey, this Naughty Dog.
What you doing tonight, man? What you doing tonight?
Just chilling over here at a friend's house, at George and Nellie Roadhouse's house over here.
Nice.
Just back drinking a few coldies. You know how we do it.
Yeah, look, this is one of the songs of the Naughty Dogs. Look, George Landa.
And Naughty Perros.
All right.
Like this. You're familiar with this one?
Yep.
It's on the Courier, on the drama series.
It is?
Definitely.
George. Talented man.
You're so mean, dog.
Tell me more a little bit about what you guys are doing. How many tracks is this CD going to be having?
Oh, we're going to be having like 7 or 8 tracks. at the most. We're trying to do our own stuff right now, you know, and get it together.
And you're the lead singer, right?
I do singing, and Eddie Mansfield, and Kenny's on bass, and, you know, Mr. Landa there, you know.
Mr. Landa's in charge.
Oh, definitely. He's a big dog. You know that.
Yeah, so what happens? Is that true he's running a real strict schedule?
Well, he's strict, but he's got to be good. Nice. Got to be good.
And he tells me, he says, this time I have a good band, so I hope we keep it going like that, right? That's the most important thing.
Yeah, we're going to do it. We're going to keep on going, you know. I'm going to, you know, represent Tucson, like I said, like you do.
Yeah.
And let's get it on, you know. That's all we can do right now at this time.
Bada boy, Ronnie. Right. Bada boy. Bada
bing. Hey, practice makes perfect.
Represent, huh? Baby. It's what it's about, Southern Arizona.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying.
That's right. So are you going to go out tonight and do your little fun stuff?
I'm going to just chill here and have a few more beers, you know, and relax over here at the Roca's.
Okay.
Homestead over here.
Real quick, describe a few more.
Starting to click, you know.
What are you drinking?
Bud Light, baby. Bottles on ice.
Bud Light.
Nice, man.
The time is clicking. It's time for me to start picking what I'm going to take home.
40 ounce, baby. 40
exactly,
ounce.
That's right.
It's you ain't 40 drinking ounce. No, red, you definitely. Ain't, no red stripe micheladas?
Yeah.
Oh,
man. You don't know nothing about those, bro.
Mañana, hey. Huh?
That's in the morning, brother. You know that.
Red stripe micheladas are where it's at.
Yeah, that's a new drink right here. Alfredo created that.
Right? Oh, yeah.
So, it's my on. Man, my man Ronnie, man, I appreciate you coming on the show. I've been wanting to get you on for a while.
You're the man,
and
Ronnie.
I know that, you know, you have a lot of family members, cousins, and out there listening to the show, and yeah. Everybody's proud of you, just like the DeMarco show is.
Right on.
Hey,
baby.
Man, just keep up the good work, DeMarco. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Take care,
baby. Dog's got your back.
Right on, Ronnie.
Only Child Syndrome, partying 24/7 syndrome. Man, this guy is fucked up, DeMarco.